Welcome back, everybody. To Yom Tovah Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph 114a. We are on the very bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the middle of going through many psukim within Rus, talking about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. So now we're going to talk about a bit of a different pasuk that is interpreted by them. There's a bit of a machlokas. So the pasuk is talking in Yeshaya, and it's talking about the times of Sancheirav, when he laid siege to Yerushalayim, and he demanded that the city surrender, and he was so arrogant, he said, nothing can save you now, even God, nothing anyone can do to go ahead and save you. And then overnight, all of his soldiers, or many of his soldiers, died just like that. 185,000 soldiers just perished and burnt out of their bodies and died. So now the pasuk says, "Vatachas kivodo yeked yekod ki kod eish." The pasuk says, "Beneath, underneath Vatachas, his honor, there shall be a flame like the burning of a fire." Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Vatachas kivodo." What this means is that beneath his honor teaches us the lo kivodo mamish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that kivodo is another word for clothing. Actually, we saw a few amuds ago, so it's another word for clothing. So Vatachas kivodo means that just the bodies were burnt, but the clothes were not. Rabbi Yochanan Latame, and there's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasu, who says Rabbi Yochanan Kargamane Michab Dusai. Because Rabbi Yochanan was, again, the one who said that clothes are those things that honor me. So we see that it's beneath the honor, just referring to the body, not the culture. It means that there will be a fire in his actual place of honor. So he really agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, but just gets to it in a different way, by a different drasha, a different way of reading the psukim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, says Tachas Kivodo Kstrefas Bnei Aaron. When it says Tachas Kivodo, it's talking about the way that the sons of Aaron were killed when Eliezer and Avihu were killed, that just their neshama was burnt and destroyed, but the rest of their body was totally fine, so their body wasn't actually burnt at all. Malalan Shreif with Neshama Viguf Kayim, Afkan Shreif with Neshama Viguf Kayim. Now comes the Gemara and goes and talks about changing clothing for special occasions. So I'm Rabbi Yacha, Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So they say, Minayin Lishino Begadim Minat Torah. So from where do we know that you have to go and change clothing when you're doing certain types of tests? The Gemara doesn't actually make clear what we're referring to exactly, but what it seems to be referring to is, how do we know that when you're doing important things, you put on nicer clothing? When you're doing less important things, you don't do as nice a clothing. Because the pasuk says, when talking about removing the ashes for the Kohanim, that you should remove your garments and then put on other garments before you go and bring out the ashes. So we see something which is a less chashuv job, you should go ahead and change your clothing into different clothing before you go ahead and do that. Tan de Rabbi Shmuel, Limetcha Torah Derech Eretz. So Tan de Rabbi Shmuel says, by instructing the Kohen to go and change their clothing before removing the ash, the Torah is teaching us the way we're supposed to act. So the clothing that's used when we are cooking the pot for food for our master, meaning it's going to get dirty and disgusting, so we shouldn't be wearing those same clothes when we're going to be doing something proper, like pouring our master a cup of wine. So basically, this is like a metaphor for Tefillah, Shabbos, maybe big discussion as to what exactly it's referring to, but when we're doing less hush of things, we wear different clothes than when we're doing things which are exalted. Good. Now the Gemara goes, and this leads to a story about how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to dress. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Genayhu a Talmud Chacham sheitzim minalayim hamitulayim l'shuk. So it's a disgrace for a Talmud Chacham to go out with patch shoes into the marketplace. Ha, v'ha Rabbi Yacha Bar Chanina nafik, Rabbi Yacha Bar Chanina did this. So no, Amar Rabbi Yacha Bar Eder of Nachman, bit tlai al gav tlai. So it's a disgrace if they go with patches upon patches, but just one set of patches is not going to be a problem. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol Talmud Chacham shenim tzarevav al Big Dochai of Misa. This is a bit extreme, that any Talmud Chacham who goes and has grease stains on their clothes is going to be Chayav Misa. Shenemar kol misanai avu maves. All those who hate me, meaning the Torah, love death. I'll take misanai ela masniai. Don't say those who hate me, rather those who cause others to hate me. If people see that Talmud Chacham are always gross and disgusting, then that's going to be something which is Chayav Misa, because you're causing a major chalashim. Ravina Amar Rivad Itmar. No, it's not talking about some grease, rather it's talking about Zera. That's what we're talking about. Although Pligin, it's not really necessarily a machlokas. Habaglima, and Rabbi Yochanan says that it's grease, that's talking about your outer garment. Halbavusha, when it comes to Zera, even if it's on your inner garment, that's also something which is inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham. Now, once we're talking about the Talmud Chacham, we continue talking about the Talmud Chacham. So, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maidik, Siv Kasher Halach Avdi Yeshayu Arom V'yachiv. So, what's that which is written when it says, and my servant Yeshaya has gone naked and barefoot, meaning it's impossible to interpret this literally. So, what's it really talking about? So, Arm B'vigadim B'luim. So, it means that he was Arom when it talks about wearing worn out garments. V'yachiv B'nalayim Hamutlaim, and barefoot means with patched shoes. That's really what it's referring to, that he was commanded to go ahead and wear those. So this is what it's referring to. Good. Now we're going further on this topic. So it's not awesome. We learned the name Mishnah in Mikvot. So there's something important background we need to know when it comes to tefillah. So anything going into a mikvah, there can't be what's known as a chatzitza, a separation. We know this more from Hilchos Nida, but it's really from any type of tefillah, we can't have really any sort of chatzitza. So the main thing which is going to be a problem is rovu makbid. If it's rov and someone cares about it, then it's going to be a problem. If it's just mi and makbid, also a problem in derabanan. If it's rov and eno makbid, it's also a problem in derabanan. Mi and eno makbid, that's already where we don't extend the gzera, even though when it comes to nida, the Rama says that we do. But for the most part, we wouldn't extend it. Good. Now with that back, nirvav al hamar de achotze, it's a grease on a saddle cloth of a donkey, that is considered a chatzitzer. B'shem gamliel omer, ad ki isar hayitalki. That's only true if the grease patch is at least the size of this isar hayitalki v'al begadim, and when it's found on garments, mitzad echad eno chotze, that if it's only on one side, it's not going to be considered a chatzitzer. Mishnei tzadim chotze, but if it's dirty on both sides, then it's going to be considered a chatzitzer. Yudo omer, mishem Rabbi Yishmael, af mitzad echad chotze, even if it's dirty on one side, it's still going to be considered a chatzitza. I mean, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Chanina. So now we have a similar type of question. Mardas mitzad echad o mishnei tzadim. When talking about a stain on a saddlecloth, is it true and going to be a chatzitza if it's on one side or only if it's on both sides? So Amar Lei, Zulo Shamati, I haven't heard this, but Kayotze ba Shamati. But I do have something similar which may help us answer this question. It's not because we learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shel Banoim mitzad echad. That on garments of Banoim, we're going to have to understand what this means. The Gemara is going to interpret this as a Talmud Chacham first, which is going to lead us to more Talmidei Chacham discussions. But when we're talking about a stain on one side of a Banoim, Bishel Bor Mishnei Tzadim. But if on a Bor, then it would only be a problem, only a Chatzitza, when it's on both sides. And a saddlecloth is not going to be more important than a clothing of an Am Haaretz. So we see that if for an Am Haaretz, you need both sides in order to have a Chatzitza, so it would for sure be the same when coming to a animal type of cloth that it's going to need both sides in order to be a chatzitza. So my banan, what are these banan? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Igu Tamidei Chacham, these are Tamidei Chacham, Shoskim Ben Yanu Shel Olam Kol Yimehen, who are working on building up the world. Tamidei Chachamim are known as builders, and that's why they are going to be known as these banayim, and we're extra mapping that even if it's only on one side, it's going to be a chatzitza. V'am Rabbi Yochanan says, Ezehu Talmud Chacham, going to lead us into some conversations about Talmud Chacham. So what's a Talmud Chacham? Shemachzir no avida b'tfiyos ha'ayin. So who's considered a Talmud Chacham to the point where if they lost an object, you don't actually need to give simanim, you just need to say that you recognize it and will trust the guy fully. Zaha makbid al-chaluka lahovchol. This is someone who is particular about his clothing to turn it around. Meaning if he put on something inside out, he's going to be careful to reverse it so that the seams and the rough edges should not be visible. Meaning he's careful to make sure that Talmidei Chachamim look appropriate. So how do we know someone's a big enough Talmud Chacham to make him a leader over the community? This is talking about someone who's able to be asked about any halachic matter and can answer vafil meseches kala. They even learn meseches kala, which is not necessarily the hardest mesechta, but something which is not often learned. Basically, someone who knows really a tremendous amount. V'am Rabbi Yochanan ezu tamud chacham shebnei iro mitzuyin lasos mitzavin lasos lo melachta. So what is considered a tamud chacham where the people of the town need to go ahead and work for him, meaning they just need to make sure that he has food to live. This is someone who's not really so worried about his own stuff and really is constantly only really working with Chafetz Shemayim, with Ruchnias stuff, so you got to try to make sure that this person lives. So this is really only true about making sure they have bread, but you don't have to provide for them everything else, but just important to know. Now another criteria. Anyone who's asked a halachic matter in any place and they can answer. So what's the difference? This is to appoint them as a leader over the community. So if they're proficient in their one mesechta, then they can be a local leader. And if they can answer really on anything they're holding in Shas, then they could be a Rosh Yeshiva. So all of this was assuming that Banayin is referring to Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why only on one side it's going to be Chotzeitz, if it's just dirty on one side, because we're Machbid on the clothes of Talmidei Chachamim, which will list there. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish now comes with a separate explanation as to what Banayin means. It's talking about these are the garments of the bathhouse attendants that were made from fine materials that come from abroad. And therefore, if it's even dirty on one side, that's going to be considered a Chatzitza. Ask the Gemara, Lemeira Dechivare Ninhu, are you trying to teach me that these garments of the bathhouse attendants are white? But Rabbi Yana said to his sons, Banai, my children, I'll take Biruni, Lobakim, Levanim, Lobakim, Shechorim. Don't bury me in white or black clothing. Why? Because Levanim Shemalo Ezkeve Yekechasan Beinavelim. Don't bury me in white because maybe I'm not going to merit Olam Haba, and I'm going to go to Gehenna, and I'm going to look standing out because I'm wearing white. Shechorim, don't bury me in black because Shemeske, because maybe I will go to Olam Haba, Ke'avel Beinachasanim, and I'm going to be wearing black amongst everyone else who's wearing white. That's not going to be good. Ela Bekelim Ha'uyirin Haba and Medina Sayam. Rather, bury me from these types of bathhouse attendants' clothes, Alma Sumkeinin. So we see that these are colored. They're not necessarily white or black. That we know for sure, so it can't be that these are white. So what's this referring to? Lokasha habaglime habilvushe. So no, rather this directive of Rabbi Yana refers to cloaks which are colored, but this statement of Rabbi Shimon Lakish is really referring to other garments which are white, and that's why these are two totally different things and can't be learned one from the other. This is Daf Kufi Adal Raman Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.